Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Major Keene turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
Cups had found where Ridgway was hiding, the man we thought could lead us to Demetrius. We went in force to the place, two attic rooms in Larkspur Street where the girl Sally Jones lived. We didn't catch him at once. Sally told us that every night he and Digby Mitchell went off to shadow a little fat man they thought was a henchman of Demetrius, somewhere around the West India Dock Road. So we waited. But I have to go back a few hours. While we'd been at Larkspur Street, Ridgway and Mitchell had found their little fat man, and some of the mysteries about Demetrius weren't mysteries anymore. Because in a certain house, in a lane off the West India Dock Road...
Oh, you see, my friends, Demetrius is one of a disappearing breed, the international criminal. He's always moved in high places.
That's all very well, Bonnie, but where do you come in?
My quarrel with Demetrius is a personal one. One day you will learn of it.
What keeps you from going to the authorities?
Like you, Ridgway. I have been forced outside the law. But please, let me continue. Demetrius, as Demetrius, I have never seen. No picture of him exists. He is a creature of the shadows.
I've seen him. On that plane from Berlin.
But not as Demetrius to you. He was Karl Alexis Kammel. Now, when Demetrius first emerged, when I first became aware of his existence, was at the time of the Stavisky scandal in 1936, many years ago. Demetrius was an accomplice of Stavisky. It is even said that he was the executioner when they put Stavisky to death because the politicians could not afford to have him alive. But I will not tell you of my travels, the lengths and breadths of Europe on his trial, or of the crimes he was involved in, though the people he betrayed. I will take up the thread in Romania in 1941.
The thing I'd like to know is, what's he doing here in London? What is it he's prepared to kill anyone to get?
That I shall come to in a moment. I was ready to strike at Demetrius in Bucharest. I thought I had his identity established. He was calling himself Pierre Delahaye when he disappeared, leaving no trace. Then, a year ago, I needed some forged papers. It was in Germany. I had the connections. I had acquaintances who know how to arrange these things. There was a man named Scammell, they said, an officer of British intelligence. And there was someone else, they whispered. There was Demetrius.
You hear that, Digby? Amazing how it all fits in.
So, I bought my papers. They permitted me to enter this country, but not yet. I resumed my hunt for Demetrius in Berlin. I could get only as far as a man called Jotti Blum, professional murderer. But I learned not only about Jotti Blum, I learned about the smuggling into Great Britain of a hoard of precious stones and paintings and works of art worth more than £1,000,000. It had been gathered by the SS. And here, somewhere in London this minute, that treasure exists, is hidden, and Demetrius knows where it is.
Look here, Bonnie. How the devil do you know all about this?
I have suffered to learn it. I have killed to learn it, as I shall kill again if I have to get my hands on Demetrius. But let me tell you, there was a man, a Pole. He knew of the treasure and what had become of it. He had to escape from Germany. His life was at stake, but he had no money. So, for the pipers Demetrius could supply, he gave up his secret. Once Demetrius had learned from him all he could, he called on Jotti Blum. Jotti bungled his work. When I came upon this man, he could still talk. And before he died, he told me, enough. I follow Jotti Blum to this country. He is the man who will one day lead me to Demetrius. I know where he lives. I follow him. I was following him the night he tried to kill you, Ridgway, when I tripped in Mitchell's way in the underground. And that, my friends, is what has brought we three together.
So this is what we're mixed up in. Demetrius is after that hoard, and nothing's allowed to get in his way.
Take yourself. You can tell this Major Keane too much about the man calling himself Carl Skamel and the girl Wagner. So, you must go the way of all the others.
Where does Yachty Bloom live?
Not far from here. Tomorrow night, I will show you.
You mean tonight, don't you, Bonnie? We've kept you talking such a time, it's after 10 in the morning.
Oh, so we must get some sleep. We meet here again tonight?
We'll be here at nightfall.
I shall be waiting. Tonight we shall be three watching for Monsieur Bloom instead of one. I am glad to have friends, gentlemen. I have been a long time alone.
You're not alone now, Bonnie. Well, come on, show us the way out of here. I have to get back to Larkspur Street. Sally, poor kid, will be worried out of her mind. You right, Digby? Well, let's see if we can't find a cab.
One moment. Something suggests itself. If we are to take up the hunt again tonight, and if we wish to be sure of meeting again, would it not be wise if we...
Ridgway and Mitchell left the house in the lane near the West India Dock Road at a few minutes past 10. And then, a little later, the cab came slowly up Larkspur Street in Knightsbridge and stopped at Sally's door. Cuts had it covered from the upstairs window.
Just a chip, sir. He's got a raincoat on. He's paying the driver by the look of it.
Yes, if he tries to make a run for it, you'll have to bring him down.
Door's opening. He's getting a... Well, chase me Aunt Fanny round the bomb craters.
Hmm? What is it? Get away from there. Let me see.
It's not Ridgway. It's a girl.
Oh, confound it. This isn't doing my nervous system much good.
Nor mine neither. Of course, there are other tenants in this building.
Exactly. That's something we'd forgotten. Good grief, what next? It's all right, Cuts. I'll answer it.
Oh, who are you?
Good morning.
I thought... Where's Sally?
Are you a friend of hers?
Why, yes. You gave me a shock. I expected Sally to open the door.
Were you expecting her to be alone?
Of course. What on earth's going on here this morning?
What's your name?
Margaret Richardson.
Well, I'm sorry, Miss Richardson, but you won't be able to see Sally this morning. We're expecting a suspect to appear here at any minute. I advise you to leave at once and get well away from this house.
Oh, good heavens. Yes, sir, clear off at once. But I wish someone had told me to hang on to my cab.
See which way she goes, Cuts.
Yes, sir. Oh, here she is. Heading for the Gloucester Road Tube, by the look of it. Mm-hmm. Not bad either, eh, Major Keane?
Can't you ever attend strictly to business, Cuts?
Depends how classy the distraction is, sir.
That must have been Major Keane. Peter described him in his letter. But if they're waiting for him up in Sally's rooms, where's Peter? I'll have to wait round here somehow to warn him. Only I knew where he was this minute. Car coming. There's the little fat man driving. And, oh, yes, it's Peter with him in the front. Peter, keep going. Police waiting for you.
What?
Police waiting for you. Now I'm in the soup. Just look at that police car. There they go after him. And here comes someone for me.
All right, miss. Don't try to get away. I think Major Keane will want to have a word with you.
All right, Miss Richardson. Suppose you tell us exactly what you're up to. You're responsible for us losing a man who's wanted for murder. Now, who are you, what are you, and what's your interest in Peter Ridgway?
It's perfectly simple, Major Keane. My name's Margaret Ridgway. I'm his sister.
I see.
Peter wrote to me twice, giving me this address and all the facts of this affair as he knows them. I live in the country. I arrived in town this morning. Been trying to get hold of you at your place on the embankment.
So you were the girl they rang through about?
Yes. And I'd like to say that if you think my brother Peter's a murderer, you're the most perfectly brainless idiot of a man who ever went about calling himself a major of MI5.
I'll answer your last remark in a minute. Yes? Speaking. What? Too fast for you? Well, why the devil don't you people get yourselves some decent cars? Oh, did they? Well, it's nice to know they got close enough to read his number. All right.
Well, Major? No Peter Ridgway?
I hate to spoil your enjoyment, but I suppose you know I could have you arrested for obstructing the police.
Well, are you going to?
What's your address in town, Miss Ridgway?
62 Fenchurch House in Mount Street. I've been lent a flat.
All right. You can go.
You don't want me anymore?
No, you can go. Open the door for a cut.
Well, goodbye and thanks.
What's the matter, Major? Why didn't you have her arrested?
Because she's the perfect bait I've been looking for. You know, Cuts, things aren't really so bad after all. So although we'd lost Ridgway the second time, matters had taken a turn for the good. I knew how I could use Margaret Ridgway to bring her brother into the open. And she did. But that's on the next page of the dossier.
An informer brings Major Keene some vital new information in the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.